Unemployment fraud cases are on the rise in Michigan. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and advocates say the state's automated unemployment insurance system is snagging innocent people, including George Patterson, who saves everything.
I'm accused of being a pack rat, so I have a lot of my paperwork from like 10, 15 years ago. So
he uses a little ledger book to track the different jobs he does as a union millwright. When he was laid off in 2013, he used it to track his unemployment benefits.
In that book, I put down that I collected unemployment that week, how much I collected, confirmation numbers, and everything else.
After Patterson went back to work, he got a letter from the Unemployment Insurance Agency. It said he had unreported earnings while he was collecting benefits.
Then basically they told me that I committed fraud and I owed him like $18,000.
Patterson knew he'd done everything right when he was on unemployment. So he used $2,000 he'd set aside to pay his taxes for an attorney to help him appeal the charges. An administrative judge ruled in Patterson's favor. There just wasn't any evidence to show he'd committed fraud.
We're just seeing case after case after case with somebody who's done everything they're supposed to do, been very honest with the system, and yet they ended up being charged with fraud.
That's Steve Gray. He heads up the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Project in Ann Arbor. He says cases like Patterson's have become the norm ever since the state started automating its unemployment system.
We're calling it robo-fraud because it's the computer basically is making the determination that there's fraud.
The system is called MIDAS. It scans the database and looks for discrepancies, cases where information an employee gave to get benefits doesn't match what their employer said.
And then very quickly and without any human intervention makes a fraud determination against people.
In 2014, the State Unemployment Insurance Agency established over 26,000 cases of unemployment fraud. That's more than five times the yearly average. A fraud charge comes with a penalty four times the amount a claimant was allegedly overpaid, plus interest. There's a 30-day window to appeal, and then after that, the charge is final, and the UIA can garnish wages and tax returns.
Which means that the agency doesn't have to go to court like everybody else does in order to get a garnishment order. And so you combine the four times penalty and the robo-fraud and the administrative garnishment, and you have what happened to David Vella.
David Vella collected unemployment for nearly a year after he was laid off from his job as an electrician. He didn't even know there was a fraud charge against him until money started disappearing from his paycheck.
It was a quarter of my pay every week, so I had to work. Thank God I was able to, 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, just to be able to pay the bills.
The state had sent his determination to the wrong address 2 years before that, so he didn't get a chance to appeal within the 30-day window. Vella had to file a late protest, and the agency refused to stop garnishing his wages. The stress took a big toll on him and his wife, Claudia.
That's to wake up and realize he's not next to you. Where is he going? It's 4 a.m. Where is he? He's on the couch thinking and analyzing himself. Can I go through another day? What's going to happen tomorrow? And that's the worst part.
Vella had his hearing in April. The judge cleared him. Like George Patterson, there just wasn't any evidence to show he'd committed fraud. The UIA says it takes these cases seriously, and it's been adjusting the new system since its implementation. Meanwhile, Patterson got another fraud determination last month for the same period of unemployment. He's waiting to find out when his next hearing will be. With Michigan Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.